Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Hey there, it's Rachel Ballinger, and I am thrilled to invite you to Rachel Uncensored, my podcast where I get real with my friends and celebrity guests, where we talk about all sorts of topics. From personal stories to hot button issues, we cover it all. New episodes drop every Wednesday, so make sure you tune in on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Trust me, you won't want to miss out on the fun and candid conversations we have here on Rachel Uncensored.
Welcome to Fireteam Chat, IGN's Destiny show. Thank you for joining us today. On my right, your left is Sean Finnegan.
Hello, everyone. Happy Halloween.
On my left, your right is Fran Mirabella. I'll get Guardians. Used to the over here.
I hope you're panning the audio for those listening.
Yeah. One ear or the other.
That's right. Yeah. Let's do it.
On today's episode, we are going to be talking about the Eververse Festival of the Lost event. Oh, actually, it's the Festival of Lost event, but we're going to talk about why the community is unhappy about it, and that's because of the Eververse. And we are also going to talk about the update to Trials for this weekend and kind of just go over some general Destiny thoughts. Now, there is one thing I want to plug right at the beginning. We mentioned it a few episodes back. Didn't get too many submissions, but if you had a question you wanted to hear on the show, give us a call at speakpipe.com/fireteamchat, and we might answer it on the air. Just leave a brief message, and we'll take a listen and see if this is a service you guys want to try out to communicate more directly with us.
Yeah, speakpipe.com/fireteamchat.
That is it.
All right.
Yeah. So let's get into the first topic. Festival of the Lost happened
cost?
This weekend. Festival of the Cost is a good play on words.
That wasn't right. Mine. So actually, okay. One of the big fans of IGN, Steve Ryo, was in my chat
Steve?
The other night. Yes, yeah, Steve. You played Trials with him, right? But I thought that was a good one. Not sure where you got it from, but it's solid.
Not sure at all, huh?
Yeah.
So the event, if you go to the tower right now, it's totally redone the same way it was last year. There's some howling and screams and stuff in here to celebrate Halloween.
Purple candles, you know, it's a little spooky particles and stuff in the air.
Yeah, there's a few quest lines. You can get one at the Iron Temple, and you can get one at the tower from Eva Lamonte.
Mm-hmm.
Where you go kind of talk to the people and you get some raisins and you can get some really cool stuff. You can get a super black shader. That's a quest from the raisins.
That's the raisin quest effectively now.
Yeah. You can get a candlelight shader from skeleton key chests. You need a skeleton key to open
them,
of course.
That one's a big old pain in the neck as far as I'm concerned.
You can get the unique on quiet spirit shader from just playing in the crucible. And then you can also get the Frames Honor emblem from completing a Tyra quest. The resurrectionist emblem. But you have to buy something at the Bungie store. Those proceeds do go to a charity.
That's a charity.
Should
emblem.
Be noted. And then Midnight Hunt emblem from Trials of Osiris.
Excited about that one.
Yeah.
It's like an eye or something, is it? Or it's like some weird looking eye.
The Midnight Hunt emblem, it's from Trials, and it's like a cool looking eye.
Yeah.
Yeah. So once you do the quest from Eva Lamonte, you get a package, basically. You can also buy these at the Eververse. And you have a chance to get stuff like the Bad Juju ornaments. There are two of them. You can get any of the masks randomly. You can get consumables from this package. And
from that one package you get per character.
You get one package per character. So you get a total of three of these things, meaning at most you're going to get like three of the masks from this year's Halloween event. So if you want to get all of them, you basically have to spend money at the Eververse. You can fill up your candy satchels and then cash them in for consumables, but that's it. So unfortunately, the community is really unhappy about it. They feel like they're being duped into spending money. Like there's no in-game way to grind and get mass for free.
Right. Yeah. So again, you can get everything from those three packages, but
no.
But well, sorry. You have a chance to get what you want from those three packages if it's only a couple, three things or whatever. But you can't get everything. That's where honestly, I didn't know that. I've had a very busy week. I saw Tess. Ava Levante, is selling for your filled candy bags. You can buy some masks.
Yeah.
I thought those were going to rotate every day.
It seems like they're not. That's what Reddit's saying.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And in addition to that, I released a video that we had to actually correct saying, like, yes, you can get masks from the candy bags. And the community is like, that's totally wrong.
Right.
So we pulled it and we actually reworded it. And I checked my footage.
You just can't get everything. That's what's kind of confusing.
And it appears that you get only consumables from candy bags. So it does seem like they're kind of nudging you towards the microtransaction angle.
Well, the event's not over. This is verified or not?
It looks like when you redeem candy bags, you only get
at the present moment, all indications point us to this. Well, but we're not sure. Yeah.
And, you know, your inventory wasn't full, right? Because it won't, you know.
It was not full.
There was that talk as well I saw, by the way, as some things sometimes aren't going to the right place. But masks should go to your postmaster, by the way. They do. I can confirm that. You know, from the packages that you get, they go there. So
in order for me to get all the masks, I had to spend about $100 worth of silver. Mm-hmm. So Holtzman did a great little video where he calculated the drop rate of the masks, and for most of them, it is 1 to 1.9% drop rate on the mask. So maybe we'll say a round number. We'll say you have a 2% drop rate on the mask. The ornaments had a higher drop rate, closer to 10 or 11% drop rate from the packs that you can get from the Eververse.
But he also only spent how much money?
He spent 50.
He only spent $50. Yeah. So again, yes, those percentages are true. Remember, facts and averages, you'd have to – well, other people are looking, but it needs to be quantifiable across like 5, 6 tests, whatever.
So based on our test, I got the wolf mask, the one that's on fire, one of my packages.
Yeah. Yeah, I got mine.
One. So my drop rate was less than 1%. Yeah. Or just at 1%.
Oh, you're saying out of the $100?
Yeah.
Yeah, but see, I'll take the other. Yeah. I had my third package drop the wolf mask. Mm-hmm. So I went, oh, it's at a 30% drop rate.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm just playing devil's advocate. I do.
You have to play
based on
case.
What I've talked to everybody about. The wolf mask is like very low. They're speculating, a 1% drop rate. So, you know, the point of this, I guess, is this more of a segue into, first of all, there's a barrier. There's a barrier just like there is with ornaments on you need silver dust. Well, the only way to get silver dust is shredding ornaments that you've received that maybe you don't want, right? Mm-hmm. That's one way to do it. But to use ornaments, you need silver dust, right? And so there's a barrier there and an incentive to basically go buy packages and then get stuff from the Eververse, which you can shred and turn into silver dust. Mm-hmm. Same thing here. We're seeing it seems like there is way too big of a barrier to get masks, basically, right? So inevitably, you're going to want to buy packages. And possibly it's actually impossible if in those three packages you're given, you just don't get it. And so it does become – and we've had this before in some ways, right? Like if you want certain emotes, right, don't you have to buy them? Like they're vanity.
The emotes most people don't seem to have a problem with because you can be like, I want that emote. Buy. Okay, I own it now. I have that emote forever. So the big problem is it's totally RNG. So you have to keep spending money if you really want to collect all of them until you just randomly get all of them. People seem pretty happy with the emote system in general.
I'm just saying that if you're going to compare though, right, basically, right, meaning there are some things in the game that you can basically only get by buying them. Like, it's super hard to get emotes still, right? So,
well, you get them by buying them.
And
some of them are
exclusive. Yeah.
You got them for free.
But so, in this case, and you know, we want to be 100% sure here, but if you can't get all the masks through grinding out quests and stuff, which even if you can, it takes forever.
No, you can't.
You definitely can't. I'm just so skeptical that that's true, but it apparently, yeah, so I only played opening night. I went around, did, you know, my Super Black Shader quest, dropped, you know, a couple of my packages, and then I was like, I'll come back to it this weekend. But, we know last year, it's a good reminder, they launched the Eververse with this event. It is that type of event, but the point is, it has a huge barrier, and basically you have to spend money. Yeah, we probably should just focus on that.
Yeah, so
that's the part that sucks about it, though, right? Like, you say we may need consistent tests across 5 or 6 or 7 different players in order to be able to accurately judge what the drop rate is. But my sort of counter argument is, like, even if it is for only one person out there who had to spend $100, isn't that just enough to be kind of disgusted by? Like,
yeah,
even if you had to spend $50, which is what Holtzman spent, just to put it in perspective, that's $10 more than the cost of the whole Taken King.
Oh, yeah. Like, the value proposition is very
terrible.
Low.
Yeah.
It's very low.
Terrible.
Like, that's what's crazy, is that you're paying $2 in some cases for a frickin' Jackalite and a goofy consumable. Mm-hmm. That's it.
That does literally nothing for you.
Yeah, but it's your choice, and I'm not saying that that makes this right.
No, but I mean, it is your choice. Like, and actually, to go along with that, mm-hmm. I have not really done any of the Festival of the Lost stuff because I don't find that to be all that interesting for me. Like, I think the masks are cool, and like, from a design perspective, like, I love the ghost. Like, I think that's
funny. Oh, that's
funny.
Awesome. Like, yeah, I really want that ghost.
Yeah,
and
like, there's a bunch of little funny things that, sure, I would love to get that stuff if I could, but it's not real progression in that, like, the only reason you're doing it is to collect it so that you have it in your collection, and then also to be part of a timely event, but it doesn't help your character get forward or help you be more efficient in the raid or in PvP.
No.
So in that way, it's not really progression oriented, which means I personally, as someone who likes to do that type of stuff and only is interested in that type of gameplay mechanic, I'm not really interested in it.
Yeah.
But I don't like this idea that, like, in order to be a part of it, in order to
you're
want
left out.
To be a part of it, mm-hmm. I have to pay money.
Yeah.
Like, that sucks.
I totally agree with that. Yeah. The barrier's way too high.
Yeah.
You know, you should be able to grind out with, honestly, it should just really be set to RNG. Like, it shouldn't, meaning, in other words, you should have a way to get a lot of candy in the Crucible and keep cashing it in. And if you're playing for like 6-7 hours. No, I'm, what I'm saying though is that this system, and if, you know, you keep getting random drops from your bags, it needs to be easy with a decent RNG drop that you just keep getting mass, and it may not be the one you want, but you go. And then, out of, call it 100 games, there's the one that drops the fire mask. In other words, it's not a dollar equation. It's just it's a game equation.
And the linchpin of that is, like, so I talked a lot about microtransactions on previous episodes, basically about being like, the reason I don't like them is because there's always some sort of coercion, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it ceases to be coercion and becomes extortion if there's no way to grind it out. And so I know we're still split on whether or not you can or cannot definitively get masks by grinding out quests or by doing the candy stuff. But if you can't, then the only way to get it is by paying. That is not coercion. They're not saying, hey, you can do it your way by grinding out, it's going to be less efficient, or you can buy. Now you have a choice.
They're like,
there is no choice.
That.
You have to buy it. That's,
but that's exactly it. They're just saying it is. If you don't get one of these, you got to buy it. Like, emotes
sucks.
You know, I'm not saying
very
this yet.
Simple.
So I do have commentary on this. That's
so,
more.
So the
commentary
pissed,
is that
by the way,
it sucks.
The big reason that the community has a problem with this is because with emotes, yes, you can just buy the one that you want. With these, that is not an option. You're not able to say, okay,
true,
I want to pay 500 silver. Like, just find the cost that works well. I mean, at least they added the kiosk that allows you to unlock the masks that you had. So it's no longer taking up inventory space. We're really happy about that. Pretty bummed that they decided to go this route with the masks this year. And this has spawned even further conversation on Reddit, as I was reading while you guys were discussing, that what have we really seen from the microtransactions thing? They were like, where's the Crucible stuff? Where's the content you keep saying that we're going to get from the Eververse transactions? Because we don't know what that is. Mm-hmm. That hasn't been communicated clearly to the community. And now Reddit's not happy. I mean, Reddit's
never
usually
happy.
Well, they're critical often, but I feel like they're pretty justified in this one. They need clarity from this game and the Destiny subreddit.
Any customer needs clarity if you're going to be buying something with your money.
When you publicly say this is going to fund events and then you don't say what events it funded, I mean, it's just like...
Yeah, I was going to ask for clarity what you're referring to. You're referring to...
Bungie said Eververse is going to fund in-game activities and events.
Yeah.
And we got very short missions from this.
Yeah,
and
Festival of the Lost,
people
SRL.
Spend tons of money in the Eververse.
Yeah.
So the community is kind of like, hey, what the heck? Mm-hmm. Where's this content you're saying that we're funding? Because mm-hmm. I don't see it.
Yeah, or explain the value of it.
Yeah.
So if it costs a certain amount to support Festival of the Lost, SRL, and last year Crimson Doubles, yes. then explain to the community why that is such a task and so on.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, here's the thing.
They're like, oh, Crimson's was there for a weekend?
Yeah. The reason they're very critical is because they care a lot, but it's also because they care a lot that they're more prone to being involved with these things mm-hmm. if they believe in them, right? Like, I personally would have no problem spending $10 or $20 in an event like this if I knew that that $10 or $20 was going to give me a brand new strike or, like,
yeah.
something of yeah. that.
Turns into a Patreon, you know?
Yeah, you know? It's yeah, just but like, that's, okay.
But Patreon's great yeah. because you know what you're getting. And at yeah. any point, you can choose to not support it or whatever.
Oh, we didn't hit our $13 million goal, so yeah. no like, no new raid yet.
The whole no transparency thing true, is mm-hmm. your community and your players are forced to be a little bit more cynical about what they think that money might be going to because they're forced to speculate. You're not telling them, and so that's causing friction. And I'm on your side. I actually think Reddit is right here to be not so pleased.
I think they put themselves absolutely, in a tricky yeah. spot. This is another one of those situations where it's just like I don't know how much it costs to make Destiny 2, how much it costs to support all these events. Mm-hmm. I'm not justifying what they're doing, but that's where it gets tricky. You say, well, you said these were supposed to fund events. I would focus on that at least, which is yeah, like just explain to us if this is it. At the very least, then I know as well like where what my money's going towards. If it's like, hey, we've been able to support the live team with, you know, Eververse, mm-hmm. and they might even be able to – I don't know if they can say this. That's the hard part. It's like, can you just say it's not really been that profitable, mm-hmm. But it's enough to support it and we're happy with the decision? Like,
it, yeah. But we I've know never that seen it that is, from, right?
I don't know, actually, but I'm going to take a guess, yeah, because I think their live
everybody
team's –
Everybody I know who plays a lot is yeah. like, yeah, I spent like $100.
No, what I mean
like
is
in its lifetime, which is a lot yeah, of money.
I don't know how much server maintenance and daily, weekly reset stuff costs, et cetera.
Yeah, you can't publicly say, hey, give us your money and don't worry, trust us, and then not tell us what you've given us.
Yeah.
They need to be clear about that messaging, and it's
– Yeah, I'm agreeing with that.
They're in a bad spot right yeah. now.
And like, this is
– It doesn't look good for Bungie.
It's a recurring issue, really, is the problem, is mm-hmm. that they're always behind – some of these bigger problems, like yeah. where they didn't tell us about this thing mm-hmm. that's being removed or didn't work right or whatever it is. And then in this case, yeah, this is a big one. I mean, these are microtransaction discussions and you're doing the exact same thing we did last year. And actually, it's not a ton of content.
Yeah.
And actually, that was where I was just hoping to take a moment, which is the putting all the, you know, the usual caveats and stuff aside that I like to do. These events bother me. Because there are some like fun things in it. Mm-hmm. It's not that substantial.
But then it feels
not. Dirty. Well, no, there's not that much to do in this $30 game. Mm-hmm. There's the raid, and I really like it. There is continuation of Trials. In a way, it becomes kind of a subscription, right?
Are you talking about Rise of Iron?
I'm talking about Rise of Iron, sorry.
I mean, come on. We spent like hundreds of hours in Rise of Iron.
Yeah, I know that. But what I'm yeah. saying is there's sort of this is sort of the thing yeah. to look at. I've invested in this. I've spent a ton of hours on it. I mm-hmm. look at it that way. In addition to my money, I'm not saying it's not worth the $30. Sorry, I was going okay. down the track.
I just wanted to cut you off.
But this is the point. There's now content that the team has developed that really isn't something that you can enjoy. And why split that? Meaning, if you're going to make something at this point, make sure everybody can take advantage of that. Otherwise, this is exactly what's going to happen. Yeah. People are going to be pretty pissed that I got not much to do. I tried to like, ooh, I'm going to go back in the tower. This is exciting. Oh, crap. I can only do these three things.
Yeah, like
– that's the real issue with the design of it is what I'd say mm-hmm. is there's this carrot on the stick. There's really no way to get it unless you're really spending your money or an incredible amount of time as well and just to get some of this other stuff.
Yeah.
Like I want those shaders, for example, and I just don't have the time to do it.
Well, those you can get for free.
Yeah,
those
but I still have to spend the time to do it, and it's
that's a frame problem.
Yeah, that's true. That's
not a game design problem.
But you could but that's the game, right? Like you spend your time, not your money. When you're going to spend your money, then it has to be a great value proposition for the player, and it doesn't mm-hmm. seem like it is at this point. The problem, or at least games as services, work if the service is really good and the players feel like that is the case, and it's always over-communicated, right? Like, that's something yeah. Blizzard does really, really well with World of Warcraft is people feel justified giving them $15 a month because they know, at least for the most part, there's been some dry spells here and there in the World of Warcraft's 10 12-year history at this point where there's been less content. But most of the time, you're getting new classes, new content, new quests all the time. And you know that's where your money's going. And you're just, as a Destiny fan, you're not quite sure of the same thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that's a problem because, like Fran's saying, the game is to be part of like the experience of playing it at the moment, right? Which is right now, it's Halloween. Mm-hmm. Everyone's kind of doing this Festival of the Lost stuff. But you're alienating a huge part of your fan base by saying the only way to participate, or at least to get all of this stuff as well and be part of the fun, is to spend money. And a huge amount of money at that. Like, if it was, a couple dollars, or if you could get everything with $10. Then it may be a little bit more forgivable. But $100, 2.5 times the cost of your biggest expansion ever?
Yeah.
You do get all the masks you need for the quests. I'll give them that. But, I mean, people want the wolf mask. They want the new sparrow and stuff like that.
Yeah.
We have talked about this a lot. Any final points you wanted to – you sound like you want to say something.
I just wanted to add the point of clarity. What I was getting at with the shaders was that the value of what you're getting – and the time I have to do it, I personally just feel like it's asking a lot to get, meaning what you're getting. I'm not getting to what we're talking about. I'm not getting new strikes and these new missions. That's different. There's an incentive. This is like I literally have to go and grind out some stuff just to get the shader. But it's a limited time event.
I'll give it to you for the skeleton key chess. Because
that's a great example.
Simply don't drop.
Exactly, yeah.
Fast enough. That needs to be looked at. It's a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Just like artifacts and ghosts were a problem, your skeleton keys don't drop often enough.
Yeah, for clarity, super black shit, that was easy to get. I thought that was great,
actually. That was fun. It was a cute quest.
Yeah. I didn't think it was fun. But
I thought it was
you
cute.
You literally walk from one of the people to the next, and they just give you a different icon. Right. That is not fun. But putting that aside, it was fast and it was easy, and I'm okay with that.
Mm-hmm. It looks great.
I can accept that I just get a dark shader for walking around the tower and enjoying taking in the sights. That's fine, actually.
Yeah.
I was just getting it. Like, I feel like... Well, thankfully, I already played Trials, but like, if you want this stuff,
did you just get it by playing Trials?
Well, I don't have it yet. Oh, I was just saying that if I want all this stuff, and of course I do, the amount of time versus what I'm getting, especially the skeleton key chest stuff, is like a lot. Which is why I'll spend money, probably, is what'll happen.
My final point, if you don't like this stuff, don't support it.
Yes,
that's what I did.
Totally.
Like,
the message that needs to be sent loud and clear from us.
Yeah, like, I haven't done a single one of the Festival of the Lost quests. I don't plan to. I will not spend a single cent in Eververse, and I hope that Bungie looks at Shot by Finnegan and sees all of that stuff, and hopefully millions of other players as well, and they'll know that this was a miscalculation.
Yeah. All right, moving on the topic of Trials, Fran, you were talking about it a little bit. Mm-hmm. Trials has been going through a lot of problems. It's kind of what's the bad stuff in Destiny right now. And this isn't like on Bungie, but they do have an issue with Trials with people that are DDoSing other players and are using services that spam other players in order to knock one of their opponents literally offline so that they win Trials of Osiris or knock the whole team out. And to Bungie's credit, they address it this week in the weekly update. They are taking additional measures with their banhammers. And I was personally victim to this. During stream, I was getting spam attacked from somebody trying to win. And then I don't remember if somebody disconnected or not, but I mean, the other team won.
What was happening
to you? They were better than us already. They didn't need to spam us, but they did. And then they were like continuing to make threats about DDoSing and things like that.
Over messages?
Over PSN messages.
What?
I mean, for me, I'm just like, hey, Activision PR person, I'm getting DDoS. Yeah, okay, they're gone? Okay, thanks.
For the millions of other people who don't have that ability.
For the millions of other people, Bungie has created a new, more streamlined service. They said they are committed. They have people that work 24 hours around the clock watching this stuff, and they are being extra vigilant right now because it has been really bad. They're like, don't go to the forums. Use this form. Fill it out. These people will be gone.
Huh. That's great.
Good. You know? I like that. I am very much an advocate of the liberal use of banhammers.
Oh, yeah.
With anything on the internet these days. Like, but I just want to point out the reason most competitive players keep asking for dedicated servers is to combat this exact problem.
Yeah. One thing I've been thinking about with Trials of Osiris and how it needs to be tweaked is the way it's set up right now basically is the top 5% are going to go flawless. The top 5% are going to carry people like Fran and I who are, I'd say we're average players, to the lighthouse. Like, I need help to get there.
Yeah, average you can't make it, really.
Yeah, you cannot make it. You need to make pools for
Rarely,
Trials.
I'll say.
You need to make pools. I should be able to play with me, Fran, and CJ, who are fairly average players, and we should have a chance at the lighthouse. But right now, we are going to hit a 2,500 ELO person for that ninth win.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, I'm not going to win. I can't beat MLG level players.
Yeah.
I'm not that good at shooters. I'll admit it. Live
but
on
that's
the
not the thing. But see, it, but that's where it feels bad because like you're actually totally solid at it. You are, but it becomes that you're bad within this gradient of people. Because these are the super, you know, talented folks. Yeah. And that's why, that's what this is and why it's called what it is. But yeah, because of the rewards and other stuff, it definitely feels like you have no other option than to find people with like, you know, 2.5 plus KDs.
Yeah.
Type of player.
If I'm playing Counter-Strike, you know who I'm not going to get matched up with? Sean Finnegan. Because I'm not as good as Sean Finnegan, and the game recognizes that, and it has an infrastructure built. But Bungie has really – Bungie, Derek Carroll, and his crew – I'm trying to think of the main guy.
The Crucible
name.
Team?
Yeah, the Crucible team, we'll just say, at Bungie.
He works at Bungie.
they've definitely solidified that, like, this is, like, the raid for PvP players, and – that's fine. It should be difficult to go 9-0. It should not be impossible.
Yeah. It should be difficult on your level is what you're saying.
Yes.
Think, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It should still be a challenge. Like, looking at ELO, like, okay, I'm 1,200. I should never be paired against a 2,500 ELO player. It doesn't make sense.
So would you be willing, if this was one of the concerns, that it might start to take you towards later rounds or I don't know. Mm-hmm. It might just take you longer to match, maybe as much as like 3 to 5 minutes to get your match. I'm just speculating.
Oh,
like maybe there's not enough players
in
your category. I don't know
maybe.
That though. I'm speculating.
I don't know
but
how
is that why?
I don't know how their matchmaking works, but it has gotten to the point where it's the top 10% of players, PvP players, are just dominating Trials of Osiris, and most people don't have a chance.
Yeah.
They simply don't have a chance unless they have a double carry. Mm-hmm. What were your thoughts, Sean?
I'm very split on this because like I don't on the one hand, I don't think that I've said this before on the show, but I think that you should balance your game towards the top level. Like, if it's going to be a competitive game.
Yeah.
Meaning, like, the reason Counter-Strike works is because whether you're a low-rank player or a high-rank player, you're still playing the exact same game, and you're matched against that pool of players. But because of their ELO rankings, like, you have to work your way up, right?
Yeah.
So it's like, you won't ever get...
Yeah, tiers.
Yeah. But... that's just because the structure of the game is like a single match, right? Mm-hmm. Like you're not trying to win 9 in a row and you're not trying to get – you're not finding more and more difficult players as you get to that ninth match. So – but then like – so the other half of me says, I don't know, man. Like if you're not getting 9-0, you have to get better. Like
– yeah.
But I mean –
that's it.
The
like,
gap's too huge, man. It really
so
is.
That's the other thing is I am sympathetic to the idea that, at that top tier, there's just players who you'll never be better than, and there's no way around that, and that's acting as a blockade. That I'm sympathetic to. There shouldn't be a blockade. But at the same time, I'm not 100% convinced that there is. Like,
I'm pretty good at fighting games, but I know if I go to Evo, I will not win Evo. I could never beat Justin Wong.
But you shouldn't be able to. Like, Evo.
No, I shouldn't be able to, but within a game like Destiny, no, I shouldn't be able to beat Justin Wong, but he's nowhere near my player bracket. I should never be paired against him in a...
You
so,
have to be able to play the game and get the rewards. I mean, it's...
But you can. They changed it
well,
so
you can't
get
Lighthouse.
9-0.
Yeah. You can get 7.
Yeah.
7's tough. Yeah. I agree. I actually will. That's a very good point to make.
Yeah, you're still getting
you can
rewards.
Get most of your bounties.
Yeah.
And
you
it's
can
harder.
Complete all of the
and
bounties.
You can get to 7, you know, which you still need
it's
to.
It's better.
If you're really in our bracket.
Changing the bounties was a big step in the right direction. The biggest problem is definitely the DDoSers and the spammers. I mean, those guys need to be dealt with. Bungie is
that's a different issue, though, right? We're talking about like the competitiveness of it, right? So, like, I don't know. I guess philosophically, it just comes down to what you think the Lighthouse needs to be for players. Like, if it's, I can totally get behind players who say, "Listen, I'm an average player or a decent to mediocre player or a decent to even pretty good player, but I can't go 9-0 all the time. I can't get the Lighthouse all the time because that ninth round or whatever is." Incredibly good players that are just wrecking me, and because of that, I'm not getting the rewards or not finishing the bounties. But that's not the case. They fixed that. And then two, they also changed it so that, at least I'm pretty sure, that both the adept version of the weapons and the regular versions are still the same perk rolls, right?
Mm-hmm. No, not quite.
No,
there is
adept still has
snap.
Yeah. snapshots on all of them? Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Okay, so there's a
but
minor
you do still
difference.
Get a, you do still get a better weapon.
You can still get good weapons and finish all of your bounties and get most, if not all, of the rewards that are available, minus the lighthouse stuff, which incentivizes good players to go for the lighthouse stuff. It's that's the carrot on the stick, right?
Yeah.
Take that away, then what is Trials if not just Crucible?
What is Trials for the very good players? You're right. What is their
reward for
being
so awesome?
It's
literally nothing. It's just
Crucible,
yeah.
I would agree. That's the balance that needs to be made. Maybe it's just a slight tweak, though, where
–
the problem is you know, I think the feeling is the way the card is designed, just the card, put aside the lighthouse, you can't complete the card unless you're really good.
Yeah.
Maybe there's some – I don't know if this really matters. Like maybe I would try this and be like, yeah, this is the same problem. But it's like if I at least finish the card and maybe I got a little something, like congratulations, you did the card. You made your passage. To get to the lighthouse, maybe you have to step into this crazy tier.
Yeah.
It's the last game, like a Scarab match. But you see the difference? Like at least I finished it versus I think that is the intention. It's like, well, you got your bounties for the week. You did finish.
Yeah.
But this card is such – I mean, man, when you can't get to those last few matches without being insane, it really creates this feeling of failure constantly.
Let me be clear about one thing, though. I love Trials of Osiris. I still think it's the – I'll say it. I think it's the best multiplayer type gameplay design
for a shooter.
I said that terribly.
Yeah.
Trials of Osiris is the best multiplayer experience that you can play online. For a competitive multiplayer.
Across all multiplayer? You mean shooters?
I can't think of anything better that I've played on a console. Like the 9-0 mechanic, I love. Having to go that long without dying.
I love Trials.
I think it's awesome. Yeah. Really clever.
You could not tell me that it is hands down the best multiplayer competitive experience out there. Halo.
Not experience, the best game type. I guess it's the
team
correct
word. Match,
yeah, I don't. It's fine. That's what
it's
he
preference.
Thinks.
Preference. Yeah. Opinion. And again,
it's awesome. It's really clever.
I'm not like hating
nothing,
on Trials. I
nothing
love Trials.
Like it exists.
Yeah,
you love
great.
It. That I think that's. I do love it.
But here's
well.
My thing. It's like I just don't think anyone deserves to go 9-0. That's all.
Your view.
I get that.
It is the master player's reward.
You earn it. That's what it is. Like,
and here's how I earn it.
If you can't go 9-0, there's no other reason except that you're not good enough. And that's whose fault is that?
Yeah.
Like, it's harsh because I get it. Sometimes, like, we're adults. Mm-hmm. We have jobs and people in our lives who we have responsibilities for. We can't just sit at our consoles and play hour
after
like
hour after
hour.
Yeah, like some of these people who are very good.
Yeah, exactly. If all I did was play Trials, I would still be maybe a 1700 ELO player, but I will never be a 2500 ELO player because I'm just not that good at shooters.
Totally understand. Yeah. But you've been to the lighthouse, right?
I've been carried to the lighthouse.
So clearly you don't have to be that good.
Here's the thing. In year one, I was able to play Trials of Osiris with my friends and get to the lighthouse. I didn't have to get carried. I didn't need pro level players to get me there.
Year two is a lot harder.
Year two,
that's for sure.
They changed something, and now it's just like you get paired against an MLG player. And I'm not sure what they changed.
That is mostly true. I would argue there's a small chance that you can make it through, just like you, me, someone else. Whatever.
Yeah, you know how I do it.
It just
I make sure somebody in Europe is my party leader, so that I don't get paired against the California.
Or you're the
players.
One who's like DDoS.
Yeah, maybe
I'm not DDoSing, but I'm playing with somebody in a different time zone so that I don't get paired with California players who are a lot of the pros are there.
You're totally right, but at the same time, sometimes that's how sports are too. Sometimes it's luck of the draw. Sometimes there's external factors, like one guy just is playing out of his mind that game. Mm-hmm. Like maybe he's not even a crazy great player, right? But he just had that game, right?
Yeah.
Like 2 weeks in a row, I haven't been able to make the lighthouse, even with my good team. Mm-hmm. And, like, I'm pretty decent, but, like, my teammates are really good.
Yeah.
And we just came up against a guy with a 3.5 KDO in our sixth match.
Oof.
And he literally, like, the other two dudes were 0.5 KDs, and we were like, okay.
On his team?
Yeah, we were like, let's all stick together. He can't beat all three of us at once, and he totally did. Like, just we'd peek, like, for a second, head comes off with a sniper rifle.
Yeah,
he's just so good.
Yeah.
And we were like, why are we fighting this guy in the sixth match? Maybe ninth match, I get it.
Yeah.
But 2 weeks in a row, that's happened to me.
It happens.
And you know what? Shit happens, right?
Yeah.
Like, that's just sometimes the luck of the draw.
That's a good point. Also, we do have to wrap it up, but this week in Trials, there's no HUD and revives aren't working right now.
Yeah.
Maybe that's a Halloween thing. Maybe it's a bug.
Sounds
I don't
like
know
a bug.
Right now.
Maybe the no radar thing sounds like a Halloween thing, but the no reviving thing, that's
it does sound weird. But yeah. I've heard actually it's kind of fun. So maybe there's yeah. a silver lining.
Maybe they're trying something different and using yeah. Halloween as an excuse. Yeah. I don't know.
You'd think it is in a way. It's weird because in a way it's Inferno. I actually think it's
Inferno
intentional
skirmish,
from the sound of it.
Right. Because
there's no map. Inferno. Wink, wink. Halloween.
No, right, I mean.
And you're dead when you're dead. Sounds like a plan. You know, and it's in Cauldron. Like, of all places. Oh. So it's just this huge, spooky, basically hellish landscape. It feels plotted out, but I don't know if they confirmed it on Twitter or whatever.
Cauldron or Cathedral?
Cauldron, right? Isn't that what it's called? Underground? It's the big, huge...
Cauldron is the one that's on the moon. Wait, I think it's the moon.
Maybe I'm mixing him up. I'm sorry. It is...
Cathedral's the really big one, the one that everyone hates because it's enormous.
Well,
and it takes forever to run from
I better
one side
double
to the
check.
Other.
I might have mixed
Cauldron is the one which, like, yeah. there's like a... It's like a gravestone thing in the center room.
Yeah, that's the one I'm talking
about. Two entrances
about.
And then two lower entrances.
The one where you drop down the hole?
Cauldron.
No.
That is Cathedral.
No, that's a different one.
Oh, man. Well, now
Cathedral is different than the one you're talking about.
All right, never mind. I retract all. What the frick was the map?
I can't find it. We should wrap it up anyway.
Yeah, we're really on point today, guys.
Yeah.
So,
we got to wrap it up. What do you guys think about Trials? What is a way that you think Bungie could maybe correct it? Do you think it's totally fine the way it is, besides the DDoSing and spamming attacks, actually? And, yeah, we'll wrap it up. That would be a great conversation piece for speakpipe.com/fireteamchat. Sean, any final thoughts?
No.
Fran?
No, I was trying to double check. It is Cauldron, by the way. I was right about that. I just got my maps mixed up with which one it is. But it's Cauldron.
Got it. Okay.
Got it.
Anyway, no final thoughts
that's the Trials map this week.
Yes.
Cauldron.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah. That's what I brought up. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I think, you know, these events are cool. I like changing the tower out. I think we can all agree on that. Mm-hmm. But there just doesn't seem to be enough to do for everybody, right? It very quickly seems to be turning into this either crazy grind or mm-hmm. crazy cash grab. And
definitely.
We need to figure that out because we have like probably a year to go.
Yeah.
I'm starting to get scared.
Oh, man.
Definitely.
Right? I mean, seriously, think about it. We got SRL next. Iron Banner, cool, but then
we've done
another everything. Another problem, right? We're in a different topic another time, but we're going in year three and there's no roadmap. Why don't you just tell us? Like, why don't we know when SRL and Crimson Doubles roughly are? Even if you're not sure, just tell us roughly when. But TBD, January, whatever. You get the idea. We do need that roadmap.
Would be Valentine's Day.
I know. We need the transparency. I was talking about SRL.
SRL,
you know, my roadmap is
probably
going over to Halo 5.
You see my point, though. Why not just say so?
Yeah.
So
anyway. That's all we have time for today. Thank you so much for joining us, and we're going to go right into the outro, Fran.
Yeah, everybody's
ready? Until next time,
Guardians out.
Hey there, it's Rachel Ballinger, and I am extremely excited to invite you to Rachel Uncensored. It's my podcast where I sit down and get real with my friends and celebrity guests, where we talk about all sorts of topics. And sometimes we might be under the influence when we do so. We cover things from personal stories to hot button issues. And it's the only place on the internet you can find an uncensored version of me. It's a side of me that you might not have seen before because it's not the most family or brand friendly. But don't worry, I'm still sort of slightly a decent human being. If you're intrigued, then make sure you check it out. New episodes drop every Wednesday. You can find it on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Trust me, you won't want to miss out on the fun and candid conversations we have here on Rachel Uncensored.